Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Happy Tuesday. Wait, happy Friday. Sorry.
Careful.
Did that scare you guys? Give you a little shiver down your spine that it might be Tuesday? It's the weekend and it's February.
February.
Really?
Yeah. I got roasted for saying February. And then I adjusted, and now I've never gone back. I always say February now.
Really? Wait, why is the R there then?
You know, why is a lot of things in the English
language? Who makes the rules? Like, who's the last person who makes the rules of how you pronounce something?
Us.
That's right.
And it's February now. No, I've always said February my entire life because of the R.
I feel like they made a point to be like, February, library. Like, don't forget these R's, ladies and gentlemen, really? In, like, second grade, Miss Johnson's class.
I think that you can actually say either. I actually think that, like,
that's
in the official
exactly
rules
right.
In the documentary, in the dictionary, I think it says...
A documentary about February.
Which I will be creating. Cool, I'm deleting all my texts. My toxic trait is I leave my phone unlocked a lot. Life gets so... I'll, like, be calling random people, and he's like... Lock your phone. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I like leave my phone unlocked so much. Nothing to hide. Nothing to hide over here.
What were you saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, in the dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say February is always like a very busy month. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just because we have friends' birthdays, events, Valentine's
Day. Maybe because it's shorter than all the other months.
Shorter month. Maybe it feels like January. Just, I don't know. But February always just feels like a lot's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been busy. Busy gals.
I feel like January is half the year, and then after February, the rest of the year just flies by. That's the second half of the year.
Yeah. January kind of
is the half
drags on a little bit.
In and of itself.
Yeah.
Back to the pronunciation of things, I always feel like annoyed by people who are like overly critical of like the pronunciation of things. No, I don't think you do. I think I'm talking about like people who comment things like that. Like it's February.
Oh.
Or like different things that when I'm always like, who said?
Yeah, like, you know? Why does it really matter at the end of the day?
Everyone has different accents. Everybody says things differently. Like,
Leif and I have always been like that. And it's like...
To each other? Or you mean like as a team?
As a team. Like,
oh.
Well, and to each other. Like, oh my gosh, what was the word Leif said wrong recently that I was shocked? And I thought he was joking. So I was like laughing. And he's like, what? Oh my gosh, what was the word? And... He was like, I had no idea. Like, he was actually saying it so wrong. Oh, my gosh. Dang it. I'm going to have to ask him what it was. But he was like, we were laughing so hard. And I'm like, wow, that's the first time I've gotten you in a while of like, what are you saying? That is like not how you say that word.
Not right at all.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll have to ask him and I'll report back if he's not embarrassed. But I'm trying to be less critical of myself and others. And it doesn't matter how you say things. It really doesn't.
You can say things however you want. If you can understand it, that's the thing. If you're like, wait, what are you saying?
Unless you're saying a word straight up wrong that is clearly.
That we think is wrong.
That clearly is not. That's not how you say
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Innocent mistake. You're fine. Welcome to our grammar lesson for today's episode. 4 minutes in.
I will say I'm excited about AI for that reason. that it can just like correct any grammar on your emails, on your essays. That would have been real nice.
How are they going to keep like grading essays and stuff with AI now? Like, how are you going to, AI can write your entire essay, can't it?
I think.
And like, would anyone ever know?
I don't think so. I have no clue. How can they track that? I don't know. Because even sometimes when I'm writing the description of the episode, I'm like, I have to go into a full deep dive on Google of like, wait, when is the right time to use a comma here? Like, when do I use an Oxford comma? Can I use an Oxford comma? That's another one that is like, there's no real, who's to say the Oxford comma? Like, people are like, well, you can or you can't use it. But then people critique if it's
in the right place or not. Who knows?
Yeah, like introducing people. I don't know. Sometimes I forget. It's been a while since I've written an essay.
I remember. Yeah, it's been a minute. I remember learning, I mean, this is like very juvenile, but something about how you have to spell out, like when you're writing in school or whatever, you have to spell out the numbers, like 1 through 10, I think it is. But then after that, it's like the number.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like weird little rules. And English is, I cannot even imagine. I feel like English is such a hard language to learn. Like, obviously.
I think it is the hardest, maybe up there. It's up there.
I'm not sure, like, statistically, but I can only imagine just because of all the little rules and the like IE before C, except for this and whatever. And I'm just like, that would be so hard if you did not grow up with English as your first language to learn to speak English very well.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. Like, I feel like other languages, some other languages are a lot easier to learn. Probably. Never learned a language, but.
More upfront.
Just what I assume.
Well, even when you take Spanish in high school, it's like the conjugations of things. It is a little more simpler than if you were to try to learn English. It's like, well, sometimes you use this for this.
And like this there means this, but this there means that and whatever. I'm just like, geez.
I know.
There's lots going on.
Anyways, I hate you guys.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Let's talk about it. I am so annoyed with you guys. I'm so annoyed. I've seen the comments. And it's nothing that you've done knowingly, okay? And I admit that. And it's honestly, okay, I'm going to speak my truth. This is my own fault. I've done this to myself, but let me explain. The amount of comments I've seen and likes on comments, replies to comments, agreeing that I should be on this side that I'm on right now, the what you're looking at, the left side, you know, when you're facing us. It makes sense, okay? It makes sense. Everyone's saying that I need to stay here and that it's comfortable for their brain and blah, blah, blah. I am always on this side. I feel like in tour, I was like looking back at photos. So I'm like, okay, I've got to figure this out. Why is everyone wanting me to be on this side? And I'll tell you why I have beef with being on the side in a moment. But I'm on tour. I was looking at all our photos. I'm like, I'm always on that side. It does just look right. Like the blue on that side, the pink on that side. All of our cover photos, I'm always on the left side. I'm talking like when you're facing us.
Yeah.
Not all of our photos, but like a majority of our photos. That's just like how it works. And I should have stopped it before it got too ahead of me. Like I should have put a stop to it before it's gone this far where now I'm like, it's just sealed to this side, which wouldn't be a problem. However, I know most people have a good and a bad side of their face that they like one side that maybe they've slept on too much or, you know, I feel like most everybody has a side they think looks more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost scientifically prove that the left side of my face is better than the right side of my face. I will bring a scientist in here, a biology, whatever, anatomy major, and come and have them tell you that the left side of my face is more attractive conventionally than the right side of my face. Okay.
Now, unfortunately, the biologist would have the same results for me.
Exactly. So that's the problem. JC and I are cursed with having the same good side. And
same with Tyson. It's so actually annoying.
So go look at all of our photos. And if I am on the right side in a photo, I'm never like looking at you. I'm always like maybe facing forward, maybe facing a little bit to the left. You will start to notice it. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to break the fourth wall, but it must be known that that is why I will stay on this side. Okay. But
you really
I just
will.
Want
you. Really
want
to commit to that.
I mean,
by all means, but
I was just thinking like, it's going to get confusing to switch. Okay. But let me also say this. I have sat on that side when we've been recording for 3 years, maybe more.
Just like when we haven't been filming.
Yeah. When we haven't been filming, when we record, like I was evicted from my home on that side of the couch and moved to this side to have the worst side of my face
okay,
shown.
Okay, now let me speak my truth, okay? Just a few things. Number one, the right side of my face is fugly. Number two, I was actually wondering, I'm like, is that, I didn't at the beginning when everyone's like, I just like it better when JC's on this side. I literally was like, it's because I'm ugly. Like they're, no. they're used to, like, this is what I was thinking. I'm like, they're, it's like uncomfortable for them to see that side yeah. of my face. Cause I just would never choose to be on that side. Like when I'm vlogging or when I'm in an interview, like I would mm-hmm. always prefer it be the left side of my face.
Yeah.
Because it is better. So when we were starting to film, I'm like, wait, this is like, now I just yeah. have to like literally be on my ugly side forever. Like that mm-hmm. seems so, that sucks. Like we're recording our podcast and every single time it just has to be like my bad side. Leif's like, well, why don't you guys just switch? Like, why don't you guys just like yeah. switch off? And I'm like, well, that is actually fair. Like that is, well, you know.
I would prefer to switch every time, but I also was like, is it that big of a deal? Like I look the way I look. You know,
I know. Well, I was kind of trying to get comfortable with that too. It was a good exercise of self-love to be like, you know what?
Yeah,
this is just what it is. So yeah. anyway, we started switching, but then a bunch of people were like, why are you guys switching?
Yeah.
And we're like, it doesn't matter really. Like we can keep mm-hmm. switching every week. Like who cares?
I know.
But
you know,
now
maybe
we're getting the comment over and over that it's like, JC needs to be on the side. And I was like,
yeah, which I considered deleting from the videos for further proof. But also, what was I just going to say about the sides?
Oh, wait. And my final piece is that Chelsea did not tell me that her left side was her good side until, I'm not kidding, 1 year ago.
No.
Maybe Chelsea.
No.
Literally,
no,
it was a shock to me. Like, I always would just gravitate towards my left side in photos and stuff. And I didn't know there was, like, any issue with that whatsoever.
Any beef.
It was silent beef, okay? Let's make that clear. And then one day she's like, well, my left side's my good side too. And I literally was like, you're joking. You remember this. I was like, you have never told me that. I'm like, I had no idea. I would never just assume this side if you were like, this is my good side. Like, I'm really passionate about that. I was like, oh.
Well, so then, I go through phases of self-love. So that's the thing. It's like, sometimes I just don't care. When I'm 7 months pregnant, I care a little more than like normally. So that's what I say. Maybe when I'm not pregnant, we can stop switching. Maybe I'll stay on this side after I have the baby. But when I'm 7 months pregnant or like different times in my life, I care a little more about the side because I'm like, you know, if I'm feeling confident, I'm like, who cares? This is what I look
like. And I know
like.
People probably don't care. Like they're like, we literally
don't
notice.
They
don't
notice. They don't care.
But I even heard Brooke on the canceled podcast. She was saying something about her side. She was like, you know, whenever I'm on a podcast, I'm interviewed on a podcast and people and I'm on the other side than I usually am. People are like, she looks so different. And she'll like get all these comments. And she's like, it's because it's literally my bad side. Like I look different that way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I know no one probably cares and it's just us, but it's like,
well, yeah, whatever. Also people do notice and care because I have literally got comments like, you look so different. Like sometimes I think I know what you look like and then I'll see another photo. I'm like, whoa, like you look so different. I'm like, oh, thank you for acknowledging my body dysmorphia that I already had, that I look different from either side.
The thing is, no one has a symmetrical face. So literally,
besides Margot Robbie
and Dua Lipa, but it's very rare. And so it's just when you have to be on camera all the time and when people are literally critiquing you, it's like you want to look your best.
Well,
so
that's the thing. It's like in photos, I don't think it's as big of a deal because like I said, I'm never like looking right at you where it's the complete profile of my face. I think video is different because we're looking at each other the whole time. And so it's genuinely the right side of my face a majority of the time, unless I just look at the camera the whole time.
We just never make eye contact.
I'm just like this.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I literally considered it when I was on that side. I'm like, how can I get away with this?
Hey, guys. I just talked to you like this. So anyways, I just wanted to address why. First of all, I understand, okay? I do agree that I'm always on this side in like all of our visuals usually. And it just makes sense and it gets comfier. And also the first episode we did, I was on this side too. So maybe it was just like, wait, why are you guys switching now? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
They didn't know. That was my home.
Yeah.
That's where
when the cameras were off.
It was so funny when we were talking about recording. You like brought it up. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. You're like, that's because your left side of the face is. I'm like, I didn't even think about like, oh my gosh. Like, but if I was sitting on this side and we had to start videoing, I would be like, oh dang, I'm going to be on this side for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever for a podcast that's going to go on for until we're 90 years old.
Yeah. For the next 80 years of my life.
You're going to have a lot of self-love.
So I'm going to start a GoFundMe for plastic surgery to make this side of my face
look.
That's
the problem. I already got plastic surgery and I'm still adamant. Like, I will say that plastic surgery helped a lot.
Yeah, so
I am
way more okay with it
now.
You should be on this side until I get plastic surgery, then I'll switch.
And the problem is we're both pregnant.
Yeah.
So we're both going to blow up. and not feel confident, probably.
I've already, as you can see, the belly's hanging out today. I wanted to make sure you guys could see him moving around today. He's been absolutely going feral. Also, I don't know how many times I need to announce the gender of my child.
Every time she says it's a boy, people are shocked.
They're like, wait, did you mean to say that? Like, I've announced it on the podcast. I've said it on my stories. I've said it on YouTube. I think I just haven't had a static Instagram post. I didn't realize how important those
that
were.
That people could, like, refer back to.
Yeah.
Or maybe
so I'll say
new.
Something. I'm like, oh, he's growing so much. They're like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but you said he, and I didn't know if you wanted to spill the tea. I'm like, it's been spilled for months. Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys, we're talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. And, you know, there can be lots of things that hold you back from starting or restarting, in my case, your fitness journey. And Peloton can really support and guide you. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. So wherever you're starting from, there are thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that is beginner or advanced rides, feel good live DJ rides, or artist themed rides, they've got something for you. I really like that they have different levels, so it's not super intimidating to take a class. I love cycling personally. I think cycling has always been kind of intimidating to me, especially like going to a cycling class, but I always leave feeling just very like motivated, honestly. And I feel like doing it from your home is honestly best case scenario, because there really isn't that intimidation factor and you can really take things at your own pace and just pick from whatever instructor you like and just thousands of different classes, instead of maybe showing up to a studio, you know, in person that you don't know much about and picking an instructor at random. You can like really have a lot more information going into it and also do it from the comfort of your own home.
So many of my in-laws are obsessed with their Peloton and they take so many classes together, and they always talk about how amazing the instructors are. The Peloton bike instructors can keep you motivated, and they'll show you the basics. They'll help take the guesswork out of your workout and encourage you to build from there, which is really nice because, like JC said, it can be very intimidating, cycling in general. And you can also watch, my personal favorite workouts are when I can watch something while I'm doing it. So you can watch TV, your favorite TV shows or live sports as you ride too, which is perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. So wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
You guys, Mayday, Mayday. Valentine's Day is next week. This is a holiday that really creeps up on me. I think it was, like we're mentioning in this episode, February is just kind of a busy month. And I'm always shook when it comes around. And I also feel like finding gifts for Valentine's Day, specifically for men, can be kind of hard. But you know who has you covered is Macy's. So you can use Macy's Gift Finder to find the perfect gifts for everyone special in your life. And don't forget you. So, you know, maybe if you're not dating anyone or you don't have a specific Valentine, you yourself can be your own Valentine. Show yourself some self-love. Get yourself maybe a new lip shade that you've been wanting, or a fragrance, or a pair of shoes. You can get 25% to 40% off underwear and lingerie from Calvin Klein, Gap, and more top brands. Some exclusions may apply, but they have so much stuff, tons of different price ranges too for whatever your budget is.
Also, you can give yourself a little gift and get dressed up cute for maybe your Valentine's Day date, or you just want to look a little extra red and cutesy or sexy on Valentine's Day. You can get yourself something to wear at Macy's. They have such cute clothes. They have tons of like red dresses or, you know, red sweaters, cute heart or red accessories, anything like that. Definitely check it out at macys.com/giftfinder. They have so much. Go check it out. Anyways,
well, anywho,
that was the controversy I wanted to talk about.
And watch us get comments like, you guys are still ugly. Like, why are you fighting?
You're ugly
for
on
side?
Both sides.
You're not, there's no need to fight. Yeah, well, all right. We'll see what the future holds. You know, we were trying to be healthy and fair and just switch off, even though that's kind of annoying. It's like, well, why does one of us have to suffer for the
rest ugly for
of,
the whole
Like, and the other person just gets to shine every week. Bye. And Chelsea did let me have the side for my pregnancy announcement, which was very nice because, you know.
Yeah.
It was, I was crying and it was, I needed my good side.
Maybe we'll just go by that, you know?
if one of us has a big announcement, you get the left side. Yeah. 100%.
If one of us knows we're going to be crying,
also, if you're
laughing, talking.
If you guys ever see us on our phones, it's because we're looking up I was looking up what I had written down for updates. I feel like sometimes when I see other people like on podcasts and they'll get on their phone, it like makes me feel weird. Not weird, but. You know when you're with someone and you're talking to them and they're like on their phone and you're like, I'm not feeling like you.
I'm not feeling heard.
Care about me. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel like I'm treating our listeners. That camera looks completely crooked. You think it is?
It is a little more on, there's a little more couch to be seen on your side maybe.
Really?
Oh, well.
We'll see. Whatever. We set this all up today on our own because.
Getting even more of my right
single
side.
Single mom. I'm like. Literally sets it up perfect profile. Like,
all of the cameras are over here. Wait, have you seen that video of Ariana Grande where she's singing and the camera's going around her, but she just keeps following the camera so you can see their good. So you can see her good side. That is literally me.
Same. Any other updates? Oh, I was gonna say we're single moms who work two jobs because, well, I just am. Mm-hmm. Nick went out of town for a snowboarding ski trip. Leif just went out of town for a ski trip. So.
It's nice when they come home and you don't have to take the trash out anymore.
Yeah. We've been busy gals.
Mm-hmm.
Any updates to share?
No, that was really it.
Okay.
I'm ugly.
Thank you for sharing your truth. I wanted to say.
But I'm glad I'm ugly. That's the thing.
Exactly.
It makes me more relatable sitting on this side. I think that's what I have to tell myself. Like, you know what? If I was sitting over there, people wouldn't want to watch. They'd be intimidated by me.
This woman is too beautiful.
I wouldn't be funny. My jokes wouldn't hit as much.
Exactly.
You know? That's
so
why I have to sit here.
So real. How has 75 Hard been going for you?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. It's been good.
It's been good for me too.
What has been the hardest one for you? Because I'll say for me, the one to like remember is actually, unfortunately, the one act of intentional like connection. Did you forget about that one? Please. Forgot that was it.
No, I feel like I've been doing that.
Yeah.
I was going to say the hardest one for me has been the morning routine thing.
Mm.
I've been like, oh my gosh, I've realized how bad, just literally non-existent my morning routine has been.
Morning stuff is easy to forget as well because you just get on with your day like, oh crap, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
So say the night routine I have all day where I'd be like, oh yeah, tonight I need to do this.
Mm-hmm. I picked my morning routine, which by the way, did you see the comments? They're like, so I have to add 3 new things a day. They're like, that's literally 225 things.
Guys, get real.
Like, wait,
BFFR.
What?
What? There's not even that many things. Like, I need us to just take a moment and really read things twice.
There were a lot of people
seek to understand, not to misunderstand. Yeah. Okay.
Three new things to add. Just go look at our graphic that we did for the 75 hard thing. But it's adding 3 things either to your morning or to your night routine that you do the same 3 things every single time.
Mm-hmm.
225 things. I'm like, that is so astronomical. Like, we wanted to create an intentional, easier version. The hardest thing ever to remember.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, that's been the hardest part for me is remembering to, like, I don't know, just all of it. Tidy up. I've been making my breakfast at home, but, like, I don't know. You just have to be prepared to mm-hmm. know what you're going to make, whatever. So yeah. that's been the hardest, but honestly best, because I do feel so much more productive and like way more set up for success. And then with that and the combination of tidying at night, like it's keeping my yeah. life a lot more tidy and a lot more productive. So it's been really good. But yeah, I was going to say it has been actually hard like mm-hmm. for me just because, again, my morning routine has been just so shot the yeah. past few months. So.
Yeah, it's hard to get back in the groove of it.
Getting back into it.
I know. The one small like act of kindness or connection a day, that at the end of the day, sometimes I'm like, oh, I can count that as, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing it. But I wanted to, like, I've been wanting to think of something a little bit out of the box, not just like, oh, doing something small. Yeah. I mean, not every day, but most of the time. But the days that I have been really doing that and like thinking of one, not just like counting something I did as like, oh yeah, I guess I did that. I'm like, oh, this makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Makes me feel really very does. Good. Like yeah. texting relatives or like just doing something nice for someone. Mm-hmm. Shocking. No, shocking
wait.
Discovery.
I can't wait to get flowers and a treat from you.
My mom called me. She's like, am I going to get a hug from you? She's like, I've been trying to hug you and cuddle you for so long.
Is she more like affectionate?
Yeah, she's pretty affectionate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about her.
That's why she's like, what? Where did I go wrong? Like, I always cuddled you. I feel like when I just got older, I just didn't want to be like cuddly or touchy or.
Yeah.
But she loves cuddles. She loves to hug. Really? She loves. Sometimes she'll be like, please just let me. Like, she'll just come like cuddle me in bed. And I'm like, just.
Stiff as a board.
Yeah.
No, I would never like just go out of my happen. Way to be like cuddling with my mom, I guess. But I was realizing like she'll just like play with my hair sometimes when she's sitting next to me or like. Scratch my back or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, mother's touch is really yeah. special.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels comforting. I'm yes. not, again, I'm not much of a
definitely
affectionate like PDA person either, but I feel like, yeah, it's nice sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I feel that way more when I don't see someone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I see her now, I want to hug her and whatever. Yeah.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah.
Wait, I feel like I had another update. I have to keep referring to my notes. Oh, I hesitate sharing this on the podcast.
Do it.
Because I'm so freaking dumb.
What?
The car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to tell it. It's so funny.
I wish I would have saved it for the podcast, but I told Chelsea before because I was like, I'm not going to talk about this on the podcast because I'm just an idiot. And it's the dumbest. It's so, okay. So I had to go to LA for a podcast interview. And you guys know I'm not going to beat this to death, which, by the way, thank you guys for validating. I really wanted to cut. Well, I think I said this in last week's episode. I wanted to cut some of the pregnancy updates out of one of the episodes because I was like, I just feel like it's boring and like I'm droning on. And then a ton of people were like, thank you so much for sharing that. I was like, oh, that's really nice that some people care at least. But anyway, so I'm not going to like go into all of that. But as we know, if you've been listening, just my routine has been off. I've been pretty sick this entire for like 3 months straight, if not longer at this point. And I had this interview in LA and it was a really good opportunity. And I like definitely wanted to make it happen. Leif couldn't like drive me to LA. And it's a bit like with traffic and stuff, it can be a long drive there and back. I have been getting kind of anxious to drive because I'm always scared that I'm going to literally like have to throw up. Like I have a bag next to me and I'm just like, this is literally not safe in like LA traffic for me to be driving. Couldn't drive me. And I was like, well, I have to go. So maybe I will hire like just like a driver or like an Uber or something. I'll just take an Uber there. But again, it's pretty far there and back and it's expensive. Like to get cars in LA and stuff. It's just expensive. But I used this other app because it's like a little bit nicer and it's just they can go and like wait for you. Like they could like wait for me at my interview and then drive me right home. And it's always like a really clean car. Like Leif and I have used it before. I think we used it in New York. And anyway, they always have like, it's like a nice driver situation. I was like, you know what? This is a good opportunity like that I'm going to. I should just like treat myself. I can work while I'm in the car. Like I can be on my phone and have headphones on and do stuff. That way I'm not just like driving and I'm not whatever, feeling nauseous while I'm driving and everything. So I hire a car. I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I knew it wasn't going to be cheap, but like, I don't know. I didn't think it would be crazy. The price that it popped up with, I was like, yeah, that tracks. Like, obviously you're paying someone for their time to drive you there and back and it's a nice service, whatever.
So, oh,
like,
so that's it gave fine. You kind of a quote
it
before?
It gave me like a base quote,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it was factoring in like maybe the waiting time period and then like the traffic on the way home. Cause like it can take like 2 hours to get home when I tell you guys. So I took the drive and I also, it's like all via an app. So like I was talking to the driver. I was like, do I need to pay you anything here? Or like, is it all through the app? And he's like, oh, no, it's all through the app. Like, it will charge you. After he's like, you already paid, right? Like, he had gotten a notification. I was like, yeah, I already paid. So I was like, oh, okay, so it was that price, like, which was fine with me. I wake up the next morning. I have a notification on my phone. My thing was, like, kind of delayed. I have a notification on my phone that pops up. $638 has been charged to your Amex. I'm sorry.
So almost much.
$700.
That is so
almost
much.
Like, to me, I'm like, that's almost $1,000.
Yes.
Like, that's how I look at it. I'm like, okay, so I could have had a round trip flight to literally Hawaii, probably for my baby moon at that point. Like,
yeah.
I was so stunned. I'm like, wait, that's the dumbest purchase I've ever made. Mm-hmm. Like, unknowingly. I didn't know it was going to be that much money. But almost $700 to drive an hour, to drive me an hour there and an hour back. Which I, like, could have done myself, but I was just like...
For $50 in gas.
Yeah. Like, for some gas and a few hours of my time.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just, like, don't feel well and I'd rather... Whatever. I was literally too stunned to speak. I was like, okay, that was actually maybe the dumbest thing I've ever done.
It's so hard to... That's when you know you've gotten to a place where... That's what rich people do. They do things with... No knowledge of how much it will cost afterwards. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, no care.
Yeah. And because that... They don't care when that...
Clearly I'm not there yet.
I'm just saying
I'm like, huh, what are you trying to say? No, clearly I'm not there.
You'll get there. No, I'm just saying when certain people are like, oh yeah, like I want this service from you. Let's do it. They don't even ask for the price then afterwards. It's always so much more than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like anything. Nick was... We had painted our guest room and it took a little bit and we wanted to paint our bedroom. And our bedroom's twice as big as the guest room. And Nick's like, oh my gosh, that is so much work. Like, we're not gonna be able to sleep in that room for like 3 nights. Maybe we should just pay someone and see, you know, how it goes. And I was like, that would be fine if it was like a couple $100. I would feel like, okay, yeah, that's worth my time. But I know for a fact how these things work, where you know, sign up for a service, they're like, yeah, maybe it'll be this much. And then afterwards, they charge you so much and they've already done it.
Yeah.
It's like the deeds are done. You've already been driven.
Yeah.
You can't like dispute it. You can't think about it. You have to pay it.
And it's hard too because I think like on paper when I like hear that price, I'm like, that is ridiculous. Like that's astronomical. But then I picture like that it was hours of their time and they're literally driving like...
They're waiting.
They're waiting and they're driving a bunch. And I'm like, I guess it like makes sense for the amount of work you're doing. Like, because I will think back to when I was a photographer and it's like, you know, whatever I would charge. And some people would be like, I'm not paying that for photos. But other people would be so willing to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I would be to a point where I'm like, if you are not going to pay this price, like, I will simply not be.
Yeah.
We're not a good match because, like, I would never do this for less than that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand people's time is valuable. And,
exactly.
like, you have to pay them.
But
you know.
You're not thinking of all the work they're doing.
No.
So you're like, oh, this can't be that much.
Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, I just charged you month rent.
Yeah. I was so shocked. I was like, oh, wow, that was really smart in the midst of all my other, like, trying to freaking renovate my house. And, like, I'm like, that was the dumbest thing ever. Anyway.
Also, you think of everything you could have bought with that.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I paid for that when I could have bought something else.
Yeah. I feel like everything just in general has gone up in price, like, with inflation and, like, everyone's services are more, like, we were getting, like, something made for one of our friends. And, like, even the price of that, I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of a lot. But I'm like... But then again, I think about what they're doing and I'm like, I would charge that much.
Exactly.
I would charge more than that if I was doing that. Like, that's a lot of work.
All the supplies, so, all the time.
Yeah, it's like, I get it. But yeah, that was... Anyway, I'll just drive myself from now on.
I know.
Have Leif take the freaking day off and take me. I was like, that was... Again, also, the only other thing that I was justifying it in the first place was like, time is money. And I've always believed that. It's like, my time is valuable to me. And I'd rather not sit in a car all day in traffic and not be able to do anything. I would rather pay someone and be able to get some work done and get some things done that I've been meaning to because my time is valuable to me.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know about $700 for a few hours. I don't know if that's how valuable it is.
Yeah.
So.
That's the thing.
There's my story. There's my truth.
Sometimes it's worth it. Even with the painting thing, I was like, you know, if we had a really busy weekend and like we had so much to do, it might be worth it. But. Like, we can do it.
Yeah.
So let's just save the money. Let's just do it.
Yeah. It does depend on what you got going on.
Yeah.
Where you're at in life.
What it's worth to you.
A very quick side note before we get into this episode, and I promise it will be brief. These platform Uggs are my actual personality.
Yeah.
They're the best purchase I've ever made.
I don't know when I'll stop wearing them.
I won't. Like, I remember being like, oh, I'm always late to shoe trends. Like, am I actually going to wear them? I think because it's been raining, not to also make that our whole personality, but it's been very rainy. And these are amazing for like, well, are you supposed to get them in like wet?
I wore mine to the beach and people absolutely had a conniption about it because they were like, Uggs at the beach is crazy. But Uggs were created, I think, in Australia for surfers.
Oh, wow.
So I do think they get a little ruined when they get wet, like obviously, as most things do, but
I haven't been like going in puddles with them, but it's just like they cover the whole foot.
And they're platforms, so they don't get as wet.
Platform. And you know what else is really, I was thinking about it, why I've been wearing them so much is because I've been sizing up in pants because of my stomach. And so I'll get bigger pants than normal, which means they're longer than normal and I'm very short. And so having the platforms, like, it helps because I'll go to wear sneakers, but my pants are like dragging on the floor. And I'm like, well, I have to either tailor these pants or I can wear these platform Uggs.
Yeah.
And everything will be fine. So anyway, I just wanted to shout out the platform Uggs. Love them.
Love them.
Anyway, we're going to do a little Am I in the Wrong episode today. We're going to read some of your submissions and tell you if you're in the wrong or if you're in the right. Because we always know.
Mm-hmm. We know. I love to judge from an outside perspective, having no, you know, skin in the game. So
same.
Here we are. I'll go first.
Okay.
My in-laws like to just show up unannounced. You're immediately in the right. I don't know what's coming next, but they will just come by to drop something off, pick something up. But in their defense, it's never to like come hang out. Okay, that's not as bad. I think that before you show up to anyone's home, you should give them a heads up text before coming over, even if it's just to come in and pick something up. Am I in the wrong for asking a heads up text? I am all for a heads up text, always. I think it's always a better idea, especially if it's often. You know, maybe every once in a blue moon, it's like, hey, I was near you and I didn't have my phone. Yeah. And I just wanted to drop this off. That's fine. But if it's like constant, especially when it's like a doorbell or like knocking situation, I get so overstimulated by that. If there's just someone at my door and I'm in the middle of something and I'm like, oh, whoa, okay, yeah, I guess come in. Like, or do you need something? Like, what's happening? You know,
I feel like that's a generational thing too. Like, I feel like if my parents will always just have like people coming over randomly, like, oh, like I'll notice that. I'll be at their house, like, oh, they're dropping by.
Yeah.
And I feel like they don't care at all. Whereas to me, I would appreciate a heads up. Like, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. Like, if you were to randomly pop by, I wouldn't be like, what are you doing here? But also, even if you were, it's like, I would prefer that you're like, hey, exactly. I'm coming by to do this so that I can like.
Even if it's just a moment before you ring the doorbell or a moment before you knock, because it's always just alarming. I think also it's so unsettling for someone to show up at your house, like no matter if they're just dropping something off, for someone to be at your door or like ring your doorbell, knock on your door. It's so unsettling.
Also, you never know what like state you're in. Like that's why I like getting a heads up. It's like, did I just get out of the shower and I'm like in a robe? And you're at my door and now I'm like,
am I wearing a bra?
Yeah. Am I wearing a bra or am I... Like, what's my current status? Am I busy doing something? Am I gone? Like, I would prefer a text for sure. Yeah. I think you're in the right for... There's nothing wrong with asking. Like, hey, could you just send a text before you come by so I can make sure that, I don't know.
I'm decent.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're not wrong.
No.
You're always right.
You're always right if you were into this podcast. My brother-in-law is a mortgage lender. When we bought our house, my sister freaked out on me because we did not use her husband for our mortgage. She was so mean to me and did not talk to me for months. We just didn't want to mix business and family and seeing all that personal finance information. Am I in the wrong?
That is hard.
You're not wrong.
That's a sticky one where it's like, I could see being like, oh, dang, like that's literally my job. Like, you know, and especially if your job is something by referrals.
Yeah.
But when it comes to something so private as your finances and stuff like that, knowing how much you're paying for your house, it's like,
I don't think you're in the wrong. I think maybe what would have been a good approach is like telling them beforehand, hey, we're planning on buying a house or whatever, getting our mortgage, but we are probably going to go with someone else just because we want to keep our finances private. Like,
perfect.
That would have been better. Now it's too late for that, but because I think there's nothing wrong. I feel like finances, you can be as open or as not open as you want about finances, and that's your business.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like finances are almost like too private where it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why do we really care? Why do we really care that much? But at the same time, I get it. It's like, I would never just be like, hey, look at this is how much money I have. It's like, not that she's doing that, but I'm saying I understand the sentiment of like not telling people how much money you make or how much money you have. But when I really am thinking about it, it's like, but why really?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if is just like scared of judgment or something. You know what I mean? Like, who really cares at the end of the day?
I know. That's true. I don't know what, I'd never taken out a mortgage, so I don't know what you have to look at, but it's like, it is different maybe if they're looking at what you're spending it on, how much you make every month, like just all the details. It's like, it's fine to, you know, I feel like if people know certain details, like how much you make or how much you spend, whatever, here and there. But to know the whole picture.
Yeah. It feels, I guess, like, it does give people a lot of room for judgment if it's like, oh, here's how much.
Your family, and then they tell your parents like, oh, they really like need to.
Yeah, they don't make that much,
whatever it is. Like,
I also, though, do not think that they have access to that when you're taking. I'm trying to remember with our mortgage. I wasn't super involved because Leif was doing more of that stuff and I was very sick and doing IBF crap. But so I can't like really remember all the details of the mortgage thing. I'm trying to remember like what would they have access to that you wouldn't want them to. But they definitely
probably just how much you make.
They see how much you make for sure. Or at least like maybe how much is in your bank account because they have to know that you can afford it. I don't know if they're seeing like your bank statement or like everything you're spending your money on necessarily. But honestly, I don't remember because Leif was doing a lot of that lender stuff. So I see both sides of this. Like I could I could picture being like, oh, what the heck? If I'm just picturing if like, I don't know.
And as the wife, I feel like she probably is. I would be. I feel like maybe she cares more than he does even. Like as a wife, sometimes you feel
protective.
Protective. Yeah. If it's like, oh, that's my husband's job. Like he's so good at it. Why wouldn't you want to use him? Like you kind of take it a little bit more. That's how I get. Like I get more. If that happened to me, I'd be like, oh, who cares? Like they don't want me. But if it happened to Nick, I'd be like, wait.
Yeah. Like take him like, more personally.
Yeah. I get more defensive because I'm like, wait, no.
Yeah.
That's my man.
That's true. I don't think you're in the wrong though. I don't think either of you really are. I mean, I think it's rude. I think
a text would have been good, but you
mean
know, to you what's over done, it? Done. No.
Like you can't really take that personally.
Cut them out. Cut them out of your
they're
life.
They're toxic. You should never speak to them again. Disgusting behavior.
Am I in the wrong for letting guys buy me and some of my friends drinks at the bar? And she has a boyfriend.
Okay.
She's not a boyfriend for you. That's what I'm assuming. We are just broke college girls trying to have fun together. Anyways, love this pod so much. I don't know that culture, so I can't really speak to it of like getting drinks bought for you and like what does that mean? What does that entail? How common is that?
I know. I was just thinking about this because
you bought someone drinks at the bar.
Like I was buying drinks at the bar. You know me.
Delaney
asked me to be a bridesmaid. And this is like my first, like, I guess, wedding that I'm going to of like a close friend in my later 20s, in my adulthood. That isn't just like a Mormon wedding when you're 21. Like truly, I haven't gone to many weddings because all my friends got married really young, pretty much all of us. And we did as well.
Or you meet after they're married.
Yeah. Yeah. You meet them after they've already been married. So you're not a part of their wedding. But this is exciting because it's like some of our friends who we get to be actually a part of their wedding. But that being said, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I was realizing I don't know a lot about even like wedding culture because Mormon wedding culture is very different than a lot of other, I mean, there's lots of different wedding cultures, I guess, but it's like then the typical
traditional American
traditional
wedding,
like ceremony and all of that. And in addition to that, you know, there's like festivities. It's like the bachelorette party, bridal shower, all this stuff. And I was realizing like, I kind of had this moment where I'm like, I need to literally maybe just like ask her or do research on like, what is appropriate? Like, what should I be wearing? What should I, like, do you bring a gift to the bachelorette party? Like, I was just thinking of all these things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I literally don't know because I've never been involved in this type of culture. I remember I had this dress that I was going to wear. I actually didn't even end up going to my cousin's wedding because my flight got canceled and it was like weather. This was probably a few years ago, but I had this dress that I was like, oh, I'm going to wear this to her wedding. And it was white and black. And people were like freaked out in the comments. They were like, you cannot wear a white dress to someone's wedding. Yeah. Like, that is like a cardinal sin. And it wasn't straight up. It wasn't like a white gown. It was like a short white and black, whatever, dress. But, anyway, I was realizing, like, I didn't even think twice about it because people literally show up in jeans and, like, Vans to Mormon weddings.
Yeah.
So I was like, me wearing, like, a black and white dress to me was not a big deal.
Because it's what you usually go to of other people's when you're Mormon is the reception.
And it's more casual.
Only very close friends or family, and if you are, you know, Mormon temple holder or temple recommend holders, go to the actual ceremony. So the reception isn't the whole shebang. So, you know, they take that and run with it. Like, that's very casual. You can show
literally
up.
Literally bring their kids. Well, I was telling them at the little bridal brunch.
I've been to so many receptions that I have no idea who they are, but my friends are like, hey, we have this invitation on the fridge. There's a reception tonight. You want to go?
And you go because it's
we
like...
We go grab food, cake, and leave.
Yeah. But they were asking like, oh my gosh, because I was talking to them a little bit about when I was at Delaney's, I was talking to them a little bit about wedding culture and how like I literally don't know anything about normal weddings and stuff. And they were like, we were talking about wedding budgets and stuff. And I was saying, I'm like, no, I knew people that like Mormon weddings that I'd go to, like their budget would literally be $1,000. And yeah. And the girls like were too stunned to speak. They're like, that's not real. I'm like, no, I promise. They're yeah. like, how did they pay for any food? And I'm like, there's not really food. Like a lot of times it's just like, oh, a hot cocoa bar or something, mm-hmm. you know, at a wedding.
Yeah.
It's definitely not like plated dinners a lot of times at these receptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes just like charcuterie or something. But I feel like it's rare to go to a Mormon wedding reception where it's like more intimate and it's like a 3-course meal. And you're like yeah. sitting down and.
Yeah, that's never at the reception.
Not at the reception. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So many differences. Mm-hmm. I did not mean to go on a tangent for literally 20 minutes about this.
The question had nothing to do with weddings.
It had nothing to do with this. I'm sorry for talking about this for so long. But the point was, I also know nothing about like drinking culture and like,
yeah,
like if it's appropriate. Cause I'm like, oh, slay. Like if they want to buy you a drink and there's nothing attached to it, like by all means. But I don't know if they're expecting something in return or if that's like mm-hmm. rude. I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know how you accept it or if it's common to decline like, oh no, I don't want that drink. But if someone from across the whatever is like, oh, I got you
drink, it's like, thanks.
Drinks everybody. If it's everybody, it's like, well, I'm just in the mix.
Yeah.
If it's just you like, hey, honey, can I buy you a drink? You're like, yes. And then he buys you the drink. And then you're like, sorry, I got a boyfriend. That might be maybe.
Kind of a power move.
Yeah, but you I feel offered. Like if it was like the opposite way and you found out your boyfriend was doing that, like a girl came up to him and was like, can I buy you a drink? He's like, sure. And then she buys him a drink and he's yeah. like, oh, by the way, I have a girlfriend. You'd be like, cool.
It's different because we're just a girl.
We're thirsty.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
Too hard. We're not normal. You guys have to understand.
I feel like you're probably in the right.
I think always. So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So. Guys, we're taking a quick ad break for Apostrophe. And if you are into skincare, you should listen up, especially if you've been having some maybe skin issues or having some bad skin days recently. I know personally for me, having a bad skin day or week or month or period of time has affected my confidence so, so much. I just find that, you know, I really enjoy like doing my makeup. And sometimes when I'm having skin issues, my makeup doesn't go on the way that I would like it to, or it's feeling just, I don't know, lots of different hurdles to get over when you're struggling with your skin. And that is where we enter Apostrophe. So Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. I actually went to a dermatologist in person a little while ago. This was probably like a year or two ago. And I was realizing that Apostrophe actually has a lot of the same like products that I got from going in person. But obviously, it's just a lot easier because it's all online. And It's honestly a very streamlined experience. So you just simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical histories. Then snap a few selfies and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. So they offer access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even chest, back, and butt acne. So you can treat breakouts from head to toe.
Sometimes my skin goals change. Currently, I am experiencing a little melasma from my pregnancy and also some fine lines that have nothing to do with pregnancy and just kind of getting older. And Apostrophe is great because you have access to an expert derm team so they can give you a tailored treatment plan, which is just absolutely amazing. Everyone loves a little custom plan. We have a special deal for our audience. You can get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/whatwesaid when you use our code whatwesaid. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/whatwesaid and click get started. Then use our code whatwesaid at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
We are jumping in an ad to talk about Quince. We love Quince. And who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though we do enjoy a little luxury, it doesn't mean that we can always afford it. And that is why Quince is amazing. So happy we discovered Quince. Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. So they offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. So you can get like cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, cotton sweaters. I have this really, really cute white like fisherman crew neck that I absolutely love. It's this cotton sweater and I get so many compliments on it from Quince. They also have home stuff, by the way, and kid stuff. So they genuinely have everything that you could possibly want. I got Case a little cashmere set from Quince as well. So soft and perfect for wintertime.
I wore a Quince little silk mini skirt, a black silk mini skirt to our Friendsgiving. It's super high quality and comfy. And I love all my stuff from Quince. They also have this woven leather bag that I've been eyeing that looks very, very expensive, but is much more affordable than a lot of the other ones, like a big tote bag kind of that I've been looking at online. So the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is amazing. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid.
Okay, splitting things like bills, utilities, mortgage, rent, etc. 50-50 is dumb. Okay, it's just a statement. It wasn't a question. If one partner makes twice as much as the other, it makes zero sense to split things half and half.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
This is a very loaded question as well, though, because at what point, like, obviously, if you're married, I agree 100%. But if you just started dating someone, I don't know, maybe you want to, like, not right away, just
pay for,
like, I've just heard girls who will, like, pay for the guy's trip and, like, just pay for them because they have more money and then they just get screwed over at first and they're like, okay, cool. But if you're in a committed relationship.
I'm so toxic because when you were saying, like, oh, they like, pay for him, I'm like, ugh. But then I was thinking, like, if it was a guy who was, like, paying for you to go on a trip, I'd be like, yeah, that's slay.
Like, love that. So you owe him nothing.
So bad. I agree.
Well, our money is different.
Yeah. If you're married, I personally feel like it's just 50-50. Like, everything is just, like, it's all ours. Mm-hmm. Every situation is very different, obviously. It's also hard to speak on this when, like, we have essentially the same job. Like, our husbands help us and we work. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe mm-hmm. if my husband had a job and he made like triple what I make. And then if he was like, hey, Venmo me, like if he's like, you have to pay half the bills, I'd be like, what? Like, let's just like, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. Like, let's just like live life together and build life. I don't know why we have to be so stringent. But if it was like a boyfriend who you moved in with and see now though, I'm trying to reverse the roles. Like if I made double what he made and he was like, well, then you have to pay more of the rent. I'd be like, So that's where I'm toxic.
Because I feel the same way. It's like, of course, if I found out my friend and her boyfriend made so much money and he was like making her pay half, I'd be like, what the freak?
Yeah.
But if she was making so much money, I'd be like, he's using
you. He's a loser. Like,
well,
That's what I think it is when it depends on the couple and it depends on the people, because you can tell either way, a guy or a girl or the other partner, whoever's not, you know, making as much money, you can just tell if they're taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
If you, well, maybe you can't because you're in love with them, but other people can see it as clear as day. They're taking advantage of you if it's not fair. You know? But a lot of times, specifically with, I don't know, it might be, I don't know who was asking specifically if like she's, you know, living with someone who they're just dating and they just moved into with each other.
I feel like you would desire, like to your point, I feel like if you were someone, regardless of gender in the situation, if you make double what your partner makes, I feel like it would make logical sense. And if you love them, you would maybe offer to be like, I'm fine to pay a little bit more rent. Like,
yeah.
To make sure they're
taken care of.
Yeah. It's like, given our situations, like I'm totally fine to pay a little bit extra and we can compromise, because it's like, again, if you're like trying to build a life with someone and if you love someone, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
It's like, there's always going to be give and take, but yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be combining bank accounts too soon.
Mm-mm.
But at a certain point, it becomes weird if you don't. Like, not necessarily combine bank accounts, but if you don't consider you as a team, you know, all of the money coming in is you're both working to build a life together in whatever way. Maybe one of you makes more money at your job. It doesn't really matter. It's like, it's all your money anyways. Both of your money, not just yours. But
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. So, in conclusion, you didn't ask a question, but I liked your thought. And...
keep having
like
more thoughts.
Keep thinking, you know? No, I think that it's very situational.
My boyfriend and I became official boyfriend and girlfriend August 3rd. But when people ask me when we started dating, I say June, because that's when we started getting to know each other, going on dates. He thinks it's ridiculous and always says August is when we started dating. Thoughts?
What?
So,
he's annoying me.
So... You say he's annoying me?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Why do you need to pick, like, who cares if she says June or August?
Yeah.
You're
not lying. Wait.
Can you read that again?
When we started dating. Okay, when people ask me when we started dating, I say June, but we became official boyfriend and girlfriend August 3rd. Well, yeah, if you were going on dates, you're dating.
I just don't like that energy of, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why? It's like...
he thinks it's ridiculous.
Like, he thinks it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? That energy? I don't know this man at all. He could be a gem. But I don't like when girls like innocently are like, well, it was like June. And then their boyfriend says something like that. Like, that's ridiculous. No, it was August. And like, so definitive. It's like, why do you care so much?
Yeah.
Like, give it a rest. I just saw this TikTok of this girl. I'm like getting so deep about that, which probably has nothing to, this is like not even that parallel. But I saw this video of this girl being like, she like collected, did you see this? It went kind of viral. She collected like little fairy houses for like a garden outside, but her ex used to like make fun of her for that and thought it was like the dumbest thing ever. And so she like had them all in a closet, but now she's like with someone else. And she was showing that he was like making a garden for her outside so she could put her fairy things. I literally wanted to sob. He was like cutting down, like, he's like, do you want this one up here or whatever? And I was just thinking about that. I'm like, that is just the energy. You should never settle for any energy less than that. And I know this is like the most innocent thing.
Break up with
he
him.
He is a loser.
He's lying.
I just think it's stupid. It's like, he thinks it's ridiculous that I say that. Like, that's the most unimportant detail.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
It's kind of the same as critiquing someone over the way they say a word.
Just like, let it be. Like, I'm just trying to picture if Leif was like, that's ridiculous. Like, I'd be like, what do you mean? Like, that's just I'm just like.
We don't know the context in which he's saying. Like, that's what, maybe she.
Maybe he's saying that for him.
Yeah.
He never even said that. I hate him.
JC hates him.
Do you know what I'm trying to say, though? I hate that energy of that type of guy. And I've had friends who have dated, and I've dated, like, a type of guy similar.
What you're about, yeah.
Where it's just, like, always kind of, like, putting you down for dumb things that don't matter, when it's, like, why does that... Again, I don't even know if he said those words. I'm just saying that energy of being, like, the fact you're writing into a podcast about it and being, like, is it ridiculous or not? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes me think he's made you feel stupid about that. And that's dumb. That's a dumb detail.
Yeah. It's very unimportant.
And yes, also, I keep saying June.
I was going to say, I think you're right in that you saying June is valid.
Yeah. It's good.
Bye, camera.
Well, if you're watching on YouTube, we've had some technical issues. Not really. A little bit. The rest of the episode's probably just going to be one camera angle. So Love that for us.
It's just, again, it's just this one on my like, bad
it'll
side.
Just be on Chelsea's right side for the rest of the time. Hope you don't mind.
Even when you're talking, cool.
Oh, man. Okay, it's your turn.
No, it's yours. That was mine.
Oh, cool. I've been engaged for a while and I planned and booked my venue. And a few months later, my best friend said she wanted to get married a week before me. She's a bridesmaid and I will be one of hers. She's not engaged yet, but will be soon. Am I in the wrong for being upset and wanting her to change her mind? How do I go about addressing this? I do not like that.
A week before.
A week?
That's not that much time. But I was going to say, we literally got married a month after each other.
But a month is a lot longer than a week. And true. Number two, again, the culture was way different. Yeah,
it doesn't require as much.
No. I was not like in the least bit. I thought it was awesome that we were getting married that close together.
Yeah.
I didn't care at all. Did
no.
you?
No.
Like that was definitely never a weird thing to me. But I feel like now if someone was like, well, it's just because
I wonder
a stressful
if they just
time.
Got engaged. Too.
No, she said she's been engaged for a while and her friend is not even engaged yet.
Oh, not even engaged.
Yeah, and
yet.
She's like,
I missed
I'm going to get married a week before you. And she's like, cool.
That's annoying.
That's annoying.
I missed that detail. I was going to say, if you guys got engaged at the same time, I mean, maybe it would make sense. But even if she just got engaged and was like, I picked this weekend, it'd be like, is there some kind of extreme significance of that weekend for her? Like, that's super important? Or is it just,
I think that's really annoying. Because I think personally for me, it wouldn't even be like, oh, you're stealing it. It would just be like, weddings are a stressful time where it's like, I'm doing a lot and I'm your bridesmaid. Yes. Now I have to worry about your wedding a week before mine while I'm trying to prep for
when
mine.
When I should be getting my spray tan that day. When I should be, you know.
Yeah.
I was listening to the Giggly Squad, and this is kind of off topic, but they... Paige was talking about how as girls, you can't be pretty so many days in a row. Like if you're if you have a ton of events or something or something special at the end of the month, like you have to have some ugly time where you just like marinate in your ugliness and you don't get ready. You don't put effort in because you can't just be constantly
getting
makeup,
ready. No self-tan or like just you're rotting. Yeah.
And so that would annoy me more than anything else is like having to go full out, you know, get the spray tan, get your hair done.
And then having to like try and scrub it off and be like,
exactly.
have downtime to then again look amazing for your wedding.
Yeah.
That is
the
just
timing
too
of
close.
Getting your eyebrows waxed and
your nails done, like all of it. It's like you want that to be fresh for your wedding, but now you have to worry about her wedding 1 week prior. That's a really annoying time.
Oh my gosh, that's so annoying.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't think you're in the wrong at all for being annoyed by that.
But I don't know if there's anything you can do besides just be annoyed. I don't know if you're going to make her change her date, you know?
She says, how do I go about addressing this? I feel like I would just say something. Because
maybe
the thing is, she's not engaged yet. She's not engaged.
Yeah.
And she's just saying, like, I want to get married, like, a week before you.
Say,
be like,
once you got that ring, honey, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Degrade
True.
Her.
True. But really, I would be like, to be honest, that, like, really does stress me out quite a bit just because I'm already trying to prep for mine. And, like, you could even frame it in a way in which, like, you're like, I want to give you ultimate, like, I'm going to be a bridesmaid. I want to help out. And I feel like if it's a week before mine, like, I'm not going to be able to put as much effort in. And and vice versa. You're going to be 1 week newlywed. You're going to have gotten married a few days prior. And then you're going to be helping me with my wedding.
How are you going to go on your honeymoon?
Yeah, it's just not good timing. Like, can we switch it? Mine's already set in stone.
Yeah.
Like, yours isn't. I just feel like that's really weird.
That is weird.
I don't like that. Anyway, you're not in the wrong.
I knew none of our Valley girls would be in the wrong.
True.
Am I in the wrong to constantly ask my boyfriend to shower, brush his teeth, go to the dentist, etc.? No. It's to the point where I don't want to be intimate with him because of his lack of hygiene. I've been telling him this for months and he doesn't listen or change his habits. I feel like his mother. No. That's disgusting. And I can say this,
the
okay?
The bar is in hell.
If you were doing that, like if the girl was doing that, I would feel the same way. Like your boyfriend has a right to tell you if it's like, Kate, you haven't showered, you haven't brushed your teeth. Like, I can't even kiss you because your hygiene level of, that's like basic self-care. You're not asking him to go to the gym and, you know, get ripped or something like that. You're literally asking him to do the bare minimum of personal
taking
hygiene.
Taking care of himself.
To keep him
healthy, first of all.
Healthy and clean so that you, bad breath, like, oh, the fact that if he doesn't brush his teeth, no.
No,
I can't. I can't
He does not. He does not deserve anything. But I would make like,
I'd be brutally honest.
That's
with him.
What I was going to say. I would make that like a big deal. I'd be like, these are literally basic hygiene and necessities of life. I should not have to be asking you to do those things. And like, Yeah, I'd be brutal, honest, brutally honest with it. Because she said it's been going on for a long time, right? Months?
Yeah, for months.
And he just doesn't change his habits?
No.
Okay, well, a more empathetic approach would be like asking him, maybe trying to get to a deeper cause. Yeah, like, you know, is it like mental health stuff that's making him not feel like, I don't know, motivated, able to do things? Like, maybe there is something deeper. But if it's literally he's just living his life and he's just like, for lack of a better word, just lazy and just doesn't want to do it, like, I would literally be like, you're making me actually, you're giving me the ick. Like, you're making me not attracted to you. Like, when I go to kiss you, it doesn't smell good. Like, I don't want to do that with you. So if you want that to change, like, you've got to.
If he doesn't shower, he's going to give you UTIs too. It's like, you can't be doing that. That's disgusting. Like, don't have dirty dick. That's what they call it. And you have to be, you have to be showering, my friend, because that is not good for, we need to keep these areas, our pH balance, okay? And we don't want your disgusting, nasty, non-showered things.
Yeah.
So you have to shower.
In where? In what'd where? You say? You don't want it what? Oh, in us? Is that what you said?
Did I? I don't know what I said.
You said it 3 seconds ago.
What part?
You said, we don't want your dirty, disgusting something what?
Oh, near us?
Oh, near us. Yeah. Gotcha.
Or in us, for that matter.
I thought
matter.
You said something else.
In us, near us, yeah, around
whatever.
Us.
Everything's
within
valid.
Sight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's going to be an absolute no from me. You got to be brutally honest about that.
They're not asking. I'm screaming that they're not asking for advice. They're just saying, am I in the wrong? We're like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, I'm like,
we can't help
break
ourselves.
Break up with him, first of all. Okay, my boyfriend asked for and sent back nudes to this girl and said that he did it because he is no longer turned on by me because I complain every day. I've been working on not complaining around him and just... And just generally not exhibiting behaviors that would turn him off. But he hasn't really put any effort into restoring any trust between us. I feel frustrated with the place our relationship is now, but am I in the wrong or should I be responsible for fixing this? Girl, if you
don't. You need to leave him immediately. I'm sure your friends have been saying this to you, but let this come from a stranger who's heard two lines about your relationship. You need to break up with him. You need to break up with him.
Girl, BFFR. Yeah, and
I hope
and
this
not,
is a prank.
I'm not blaming you at all, but like,
he's
come
got
on.
You. He's got you in his orbit. You got to get out.
Yeah, you've got to get out of this man's grasp because
I've been
it's
trying
giving...
not to complain so he won't cheat on me. That's
come on.
Wild.
That's it's what is it giving? Like, so we had a write in that was kind of similar where it's like, I had to, like, you've made me cheat. It's like, okay, please break up with me then.
Yeah.
If he's saying I'm no longer attracted to you, then break up with me. There's never, cheating is never warranted.
Justified.
Just break up with them.
I can guarantee this man is not the hottest man on the planet. I can guarantee he's not the most successful. I know he's not the kindest man. There's no reason for you to be staying with him.
No.
He can't be that hot.
Knows nothing about him.
I
he has nothing
know.
Going for him.
He can't be. There's just no possible way. He can't be. He can't be worth staying around. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really sorry if you need help through your breakup. Like, you might need to reach out
sending
to some friends.
Sending nudes because she complains every day.
No.
Goodbye.
You deserve so much better
again,
than that.
Again, there's something called healthy communication where if he's feeling like you're complaining a lot, he can come to you in a healthy, mature way and say, hey, I've noticed that you've been, you know, like, saying a lot of complaints lately about this and that. It makes me feel stressed sometimes. Like, is there something going on? Why? Like, there's, it's something called talking. You don't have to send nudes to someone.
The normal reaction to being annoyed by someone complaining is not to be like, I want naked pictures from another girl. That is, where did that, like, my girlfriend's such a bitch. I want naked pictures from another girl. Like, he wants naked pictures from another girl and he's looking for an excuse to tell you.
Yes.
He wants to cheat on you and he's looking for any reason to do so.
To
and he's
justify
telling
it.
You, yeah, he's telling you it's because you complain too much. And first of all, the limit does not exist to how much you should. You probably have a lot going on, okay? So you
you're
deserve
allowed
to complain.
And also, again, if it is like you are being overly negative.
By the way that you are talking on this, I can guarantee you're not complaining too much. I just somehow know you're not. And he has gaslit you into believing that you are the biggest complainer in the world. And I bet I want to talk to one of your friends and they'll be like, she literally never complains. You know what
so
I mean?
So true.
Like the girls who actually do complain all the time. I just know you're not one of them.
I actually couldn't agree more.
You know?
Yes. It's like that classic thing where it's like just an angel girl and the guy's just a nightmare. And yeah, if you talk to the girl, her girlfriends, they're all like, oh, we hate him. Like, mm-hmm. she's an angel.
He always tells her she complains too much. And
yeah. No, nothing justifies that. Sorry. He's done. In my book, he's gone.
He's gone. My husband didn't celebrate my birthday. My gift was a trip we were going on later that I helped plan. But on the day of my birthday, I got no card, no cake, no flowers, and he didn't even make me dinner. I confronted him, and the trip was his reasoning for why he did nothing on the actual day. He gave me a quick I'm sorry, and we moved on. But am I in the wrong for still being upset about this?
I don't like this.
Birthdays are so sad if you, like, if you don't get what you think that you want. Like, the actual day of
it, you guys... This is another thing there's no excuse for in my book. Like, it doesn't matter if they're not, well, they don't remember. They're not good at it. Like, they can do something.
Well,
like,
he did remember. You guys have a trip planned. He knows exactly when your birthday was. He was just like, oh, well, we're going on a trip. So, like, her actual birthday is just.
Leif literally, like, for, I guess it was for Christmas, but he made me just, like, little, you know, the classic, like, coupons. Like, he made me things where he was like, this is good for this. This is good for this. And it's like, okay, that was thoughtful, but it was something. And that's not all he got me for Christmas, but I'm just saying. I'm like, hey, he did something at least. No, he literally sprinkled a few of them on in my stocking. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that's an example of, like, he could have done something free. He could have written you on a post-it note. You know what I mean? Like,
there's so many things he could have done. That's the thing. It's not that you have... Sure, you can have certain expectations where it's like, well, he didn't get me balloons, but maybe he got you flowers. It's like, if he didn't do anything for you... There's so many things he could have done. He could have, maybe you expected dinner. Maybe he made you breakfast or something like that. Like, there's a way to acknowledge the day of. And
it's one day out of the year to, like, make someone feel special and acknowledge them, or at least ask them, like, hey, is there anything you wanted to do today? Or, like,
I don't think you need to break up with him or anything like that. But I do think this is the first strike. Did
she say boyfriend?
She said husband. My husband. Oh, yeah.
That's more, to me, that's even worse. It's
I was going to say, is this your first birthday together? Like, this is what I'm trying to say. Is
that the expectations now?
Yeah. If this is the first go round and it's just like, oh, whoa, this is not how it's going to be forever. Like, maybe this is how your family did it, but this is not how I'm used to it. And I will be sad every birthday for the rest of my life if this is how it goes down.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is like the sixth birthday and he goes full out every other year. And this year he just really dropped the ball or something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to know context, I guess.
But if this has been happening every birthday,
you've got to set something. Again, it's just communication of being like, not even like berating him and being like, you've done the worst thing. But just being like, this makes me feel so, you know, I want to feel loved and special on my birthday. It's like the one day out of the year that I would appreciate extra effort in any capacity. I know we're going on a trip, but... Even if you just wrote me a card, or even if you woke me up and said, like, you were going to make me breakfast, anything, it could be free. We could go to the park and lay down and you could tell me your favorite things about me. Like, I don't care, but just, it's like something to make me feel like you acknowledge that the person you love most was born today. Like, isn't that something we're celebrating? I don't know. I feel like you got to say something and set the expectations. And again, I just feel like...
I don't think you're wrong for being sad about that or expecting anything.
No.
Definitely not.
Not at all. Yeah, we really are doing full... advice, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm like, and tell him this also. Okay. So I'm getting married this year and my future mother-in-law asked to give me some marriage advice. She told me that in the future, whenever me and my husband get in an argument, I need to come to her and tell her about it every time. Yes, you heard me right. She is not a counselor, just a nosy mother-in-law. I respectfully declined and I said, we want to keep things between us and work through things together. But she continued by saying she knows him better than anyone, including me. Who is in the wrong? Is this not crazy advice? Of course
that
it's crazy.
That is not what I was expecting.
Why? You know
I
what?
I have some great marriage. I thought she was going to be like, never go to bed angry or something like that.
Come to me every time.
Tell me everything. I know everything.
So stressful as a mother-in-law also. I would never want that. Like, even if you want to know, if you want to be in the know of your...
I don't want to know that. Yeah.
Like, that's beyond.
I know him better than you.
Okay, I'm sure you do. You've literally known him for probably
so what you want me to life. After I get upset with him, you want me to come to you so you can tell me how he's your perfect little boy and he never does anything wrong and how I'm the problem.
Well, yeah, and I feel like,
I mean, not that she would do that, but it sounds like that's the kind of mom she is. If she's like, I know him better.
Also, mothers-in-law, and clearly, like, this is not a hot take, but it's like they are very different relationships. The relationship that you have with your mom versus your wife is like, she could know him better in certain ways because she raised him, but like, it's a different dynamic when you're marrying someone. You both, you know what I'm saying? Not that it's a competition of who knows him better. I'm just saying, like, you also know your husband better in certain ways than their mom would know them because of whatever you're living. Just the dynamics are different. So,
yeah. And the context of your arguments or your disagreements, like, why does she, doesn't get to know all of that because she just wants to know everything about your life.
Yeah.
Because usually if it's us, like, if it's about, oh, we're fighting because he stays at work too late or something. I don't know. Just little things that it's like, it goes much deeper than just, you know, a surface level argument. You're asking because you want the tea on, like, all of our life, like, every aspect of our life.
Yeah. You know what my mother-in-law's untoxic trait is?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would ever, like, Leif and I would get in an argument, I would, like, call her or something. We don't talk to her about any disagreements. But even if we're in person, she's always on my side.
Yeah.
Not even of an actual, like, I'm just saying, that's how I know she is so far from toxic. Yeah. She'll be like, Leif, come on. Like,
yeah.
Or whatever, in this silly little, again, it's never anything serious, but I feel like she always is, like, rooting for.
Yeah.
You know, like, what I'm saying? It's, like, the opposite.
Like, I'm like that with my brothers, and if they have, like, a girlfriend or their wife, like, it doesn't matter if actually my sister-in-law or whatever is in the wrong. Like, I will always side with them.
Like, just defend them? Yeah.
Yes. Maybe it's
like,
just, don't do that.
But see, it's a girl's, right. It's a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's, which is really nice. I feel like, wow, I just made this connection, or have we talked about this before? Hmm. I feel like toxic mother-in-laws, the classic toxic mother-in-law is like pick me energy. Like, it's the opposite of a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have a little more skin in the game when it's like their son. And there are such things as toxic girls, of course, who, like, you know, you could very well be like, okay, my son is getting, like, there's, this is a lot. But I'm just saying, that's really obnoxious to say you need to literally come to me for essentially marriage counseling every time you get in an argument. Yeah. That's absolutely wild.
No, you are not in the wrong.
Not at all.
I knew none of you would be in the wrong.
Yeah, we knew it.
We knew it. Well, I was kind of hoping someone would be, so we could be like, I don't know, have a little.
I feel like we could do another one of these episodes soon. We had like extra ones. I'm like, later today. No, we have extra submissions that were really good. So maybe we'll do that. And sorry for burping so much. I love my new indigestion that I'm always like, I always can't breathe. What is that all about?
I think it's just your organs getting moved around, getting squished.
I touched my stomach the other day and was spooked by the way that it, like, I felt like I was feeling something.
Oh, yeah.
Not the baby, but like, my stomach felt kind of hard up here. And I'm like, is that literally like an organ moving or something?
Oh,
you know
really?
What I'm saying? Like, it wasn't, I don't know how to explain it, but
I'm saying
it's feeling a little spooky.
Could feel the head.
No, I don't think it's the head yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but
maybe.
It is weird how, we will wrap this episode up, but it is weird how when I go to my midwife, I'll be like, I think this is his foot. I think this is his head. She'll be like, oh yeah. She'll like literally be pushing my stomach and be like, oh yeah, here's his head. You can kind of tell, like, here's his bum. Here's his whatever.
How the
That's
heck
his
do they
knee.
Know that?
They just know. You can. I've been trying to figure out how to tell. And so I can kind of tell sometimes when it's like his feet or his hands. And it's also weird. I was telling Nick, sometimes he will push or kick or whatever on my bladder. And it's like, it literally is weird how I can feel him like
pushing on it.
Push on it. Like for a moment, it feels like I have to pee and then it's gone because I feel him. It's like almost like someone's like going like this to my bladder.
That is so wild.
Like, stay away from my organs.
Weird stuff, guys. Weird stuff's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all exciting and fun. I never know what's going on. Yeah. I'm just like, okay. I was feeling like a stretching sensation today where I felt like my stomach was like, and I've read like some stuff
about
it. My stomach's been a little more itchy lately.
Whenever I have that stretching feeling, it gets a little itchy.
Yeah, that actually did happen to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it was like, felt like it was just kind of pulling. And I was like, okay.
Hmm.
Weird stuff. Anyway, thank you guys so, so much for listening. You guys can subscribe on YouTube if you want to watch our episodes.
Or you can just watch every other one starting next week.
Yeah. When you see the thumbnail, that's how you decide which ones to watch.
We should just pretend like we're talking to each other, but somehow flip the angles and we're actually both looking that way.
See, now that we talked about it, though, people are going to be like so
hypercritical. I know, and that's why I didn't want to talk about it, but you guys made me. You guys commented so many effing times. It had like hundreds of likes and replies. Like,
it actually shocked me. I'm not kidding.
I know. It shocked me too in the worst way possible. It actually kind of put me in a bad mood. I was like, really, guys?
Just
well, maybe that's their proof. They're like, it looks so much better. They literally were like, it looks so much better when Chelsea's on that side. So I'm like, well, apparently you look great. Because no, when I was on that side, they were complaining.
I don't think it has anything to do with the way that my face looks. I don't think they think I look prettier on this side. I think they just, they associate our sides with like, oh, you're on this side, you're on this side.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like visually hurting their eyes that we're so ugly. I think it's more so just their brain is telling them I should be on this side, you should be on that side. Which I do, I actually do get that.
Yeah.
Because I get it too. It is.
It's and just I do how understand also the notion of like how switching every time would kind of be obnoxious. Yeah. I do understand that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just trying to not end our friendship, you guys.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to be fair with each other.
We're trying to save money on plastic surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. You can subscribe if you don't want to miss out on anything. Follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We love you guys so much. And that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.